Welcome to the Autonomous Vehicle Daily Tech Podcast. My name is Hassan Akram. I am the host of the Autonomous Vehicle Safety and Security Podcast. This is my second podcast, and in this podcast, we will be broadcasting focused discussion on technical subject matter. Enjoy the podcast, and thank you so much for listening. Now, let's talk about Ray Dalio's principle. Amazing book. It's a very thick book. It will take time to really go through the book, but it's really rewarding. So I'm going to explain to you that one of the principles he mentions, the way the economic machine, he calls it a machine, the machine runs. It's a cycle. There is a pattern. And he simplifies it in a way that is understandable for a fifth grader. And this is where you will understand the circulation of money, the way this fiat money is being created and where it's taking us. So economic debt cycle, he calls it a debt cycle. Debt cycle has two kinds of phases. One short-term phase, like it's like a, it goes up and down, up and down, up and down. And there's a long-term phase, up and down, up and down. So it's like a sine curve. And then inside the sine curve, you have some smaller sine curves. It's like that. This is the economic debt cycle. And how does that economic debt cycle work? Let's talk about the short-term economic debt cycles. And I'm going to give a very simple example. What is your purchasing power? Whatever you earn is your purchasing power. If you earn more, your purchasing power is more. And then if you purchase more, the economy will go up. Simple, right? So if you earn 100,000 for simplicity and you spend 100,000, then the economy has an index. But if you all of a sudden have 120,000 and you spend 120,000, the economy will go up. So your purchasing power is somebody else's income, right? Whatever you're giving out, someone else is making that money. Now, to simplify it, let's say there are two people, simply two people, to oversimplify the factor. One person is earning 100,000 and he's giving out 100,000. And this 100,000 is the other person, person B's income. Nice, oversimplified economy. But of course, in real life, it's not one person, it's many people. But we have, for the simplification of mathematics, we'll just oversimplify it. Now, the person A who makes 100,000 goes to the bank and he borrows 10,000. Because of his earning power, he is eligible to $10,000 credit. And he takes that 10,000. Now he spends that 10,000, 110,000. So person B is making more money. So the economy is going up. And the person B, in turn, can now and borrow 11,000, taking the fact that 10% is of your income is your borrowing power, again, oversimplifying it. He makes 121,000 and he spends that. So person C, who is being benefited from that, he's making 121,000 instead of 110 that he was making before. So this is how the debt cycle is taking us up. Borrowing money, spending money, people earning more money, and the economic's debt cycle is taking us up. But here's the problem. We, human being, we over-leverage ourselves when such things happen. Always. This has been the history. This will be the history. When such things happen, when stock, everything is going high, when the house prices are going high, everybody wants to put their money in house prices and over-leverage themselves. And the problem happens that if person A is always able to pay his money, pay his debt within his income, it's fine. But whenever there is a discrepancy that he's earning less than he should pay back, it starts going down when people over-leverage themselves. So it is very simple. All Ray Dalio does is he tried to figure out at what inning of the debt cycle are we in? So last year, Ray Dalio said, we're in the seventh inning. That means we are about to hit a crisis. Of course, he could not predict Corona. But still, even without Corona, according to Ray Dalio, there would have been a crisis. Now, Corona makes it a whole different situation, and we're going to talk about what is going to be the aftermath of such a pandemic, because this is not normal. This is not what we're thinking in this short-term debt cycle. So the short-term debt cycle goes up, goes down. How beautiful is the mathematics, the simplification of the mathematics, right? I mean, I'm amazed by his simplification of mathematics and the way he explained things. You will be solving tons of differential equations, but still do not understand what is happening. But with this simplification, you will go home with a clear understanding how the debt cycle works.